What up? It's motherfucking Big Soul with a public service announcement. Greetings. To those who don't know, me and DJ Payne One are prepping to drop our third album. That album is called No God Nor Country, and we are funding it with Kickstarter. You know, I'm not going to blab on endlessly about the record because, you know, what good does it do for me to review it for you? I can say it's fucking awesome. I can say it's our best album. I can say it's, in my opinion, one of the best records I've ever made. I've spent more time working on this album than anything else that I've spent time working on in the last 15 years. And it's a fucking great record. So we're putting it out in the fall. So if you want to help us get that album out, to get the resources that we need to push it the way we want to push it, feel free to sign up for a pre-order through Kickstarter and help us fund this album. At the time of this interview, or at the time of this conversation, it's about 30% funded, which is awesome, but we still have a long ways to go before we can put this thing out. So if you are, you know, if you're into that shit, go sign up. And to hear more, stick around, and I'll just let the motherfucking music play, let you hear some new stuff. This one's called Extremist. They say I'm an extremist, 'cause I place more value on the form of life. This is my home, not a motherfucking resource. They say I'm an extremist. My grandfather went to France to fight the Nazis, and we're supposed to sit around for 4 years. Well, there was a Nazi in the Oval Office. Nah. They said bend the knee, I say my back is sore. They told me get a job, I already got 4. They tell me I'm white, but I wasn't before. Bacon's rebellion pit us against one another. But hey, nothing sacred, not even the economy. We think cash rules, it's all ideology. I mean, Michigan drinking water still toxic. Well, castaways, 3% killers still walking. We spent $700 a month on health insurance, but when we had a kid, it's 10 G's out the pocket. And that's some real WTF, real talk. 2 years later, we still paying that off. But hey, I own some land, I ain't got no college debt. That's more than I can say than a lot of folks I've met. But we split hairs, they go split atoms. Where I stand light years to the left of Rachel Maddow. Anarchists like Orwell, communists are no committee. We defend our neighborhoods, they bomb cities. On J20, some windows got smashed. Cops got what they had coming. Mass arrested everyone and tried to give them life in prison. From the comfort of your limo, you called them extremists. But we're living in a nightmare. Sometimes it feels they're the only ones dreaming. I'd rather hug a tree than a motherfucking cop. Place more faith in a seed than a motherfucking bank. We don't need economy, which you say is sacrosanct. Bitch, more value in a data set than a human life. Don't compare us with the white supremacists who shoot schools. 'Cause when the hurricane hits, we'll be there with some food. And when you go on strike, we'll be there standing with you. And if you never see the light, we'll be making candles too. Oh, this that shit that got MLK killed. Not the MLK they taught you in the public schools. They call him an outside agitator too. Of course we're outside as you hide behind your walls. It was a brutal world you installed, like a CIA coup built on a hill of lies till that lie became true. And it's all we ever knew, can't see past it. Everything you stole, your grandchildren inherited. Welcome to America, we'll make it out alive. Another brick in the pyramid as part of you die. Don't accept this as your life. Father taught it was a shame. Died alone in a trailer with no penny to his name. It's indentured service. No one should believe in this. And as we speak, millionaires are buying up streams and lakes in New Zealand, building doomsday bunkers. What about the rest of us who can't afford to leave this mess that you made? So if resisting this makes me an extremist, then that word is utterly meaningless. So yeah, that song's called Extremist. And it's basically inspired by a conversation I've been having with comrades about
about what's going on right now in the United States and how dangerous all this language is of extremism is. You know, a month ago, some alt-right people listed me as like a, you know, online extremist connected to anti-fascism just because I'm a verified Twitter account that always shows up in all these conversations. And it's just really problematic, like when Democrats or people on the left talk about quote unquote extremism as being the problem. I think it's important to take a step back and to think about like, what's really extreme? Who's really extreme? Who are the real fucking extremists? If you ask me, the fucking sociopaths who run this world are the real fucking extremists. People who are protecting it from environmental destruction, people who are doing community defense. You know, there's a group of people who want to live in an ethno state, who want to wipe people off the map. And then you have another group of people who doesn't want to let that happen. So the idea of equivocating both of those groups of people is super fucked up in our climate. And so anytime you hear people talk about extremism being the problem, fuck that shit. That word doesn't mean shit. Extremism doesn't mean shit now. Especially coming from them, because what's more extreme than destroying the world for money? Or, you know, I'm thinking about how Joe Biden was recently asked, what's your plan for climate change? What's your plan for global warming? And he just responded, my plan is stop Donald Trump. And like, that's just fucked up. That's ridiculous. But I could go on and on and on. So the next song I'm going to play is Godless. It was the first track we dropped. And I usually, anytime I'm dropping a new record, especially with Pain One, because our stuff, I'm trying to go with more poppier stuff, we usually go with like the most poppiest single first. So this song is called Godless. And I don't know why this album ended up having a lot of atheist undertones to it. And I think probably it has to do with like being a dad and kind of, you know, just seeing so much death and thinking about what atheism means when, you know, you see so much death in life. And I'm sure that's why it's like creeping into my music. But one thing I definitely want to make clear is that like, I can't fuck with these reactionary atheists. I can't fuck with it on the alt-right, and I can't fuck with it on the left, like the Bill Maher types, like even anarchists who are like that. Like, I just can't fuck with that shit. You know, I've worked with a lot of church groups, I've worked with a lot of religious people, and I know that religion has also liberatory uses to it. So, you know, anyway, I'm not gonna blab anymore. Here's this song, Godless. And if you dig this music and you want to help us get this album out, go to tinyurl.com/nogodnorcountry and pre-order the album now through Kickstarter. Thank you. And oh yeah, shouts out to Decomposure for hopping on this next track, Godless, with us. He's deleted all his social media and all that kind of stuff, but he's still rocking with Soul and DJ Pain One. Check it out. Christian friends pray for me, even though I don't believe. But I appreciate the energy. My actions are prayers, and little more than stones to infinity. I'm not shaking my fist or clenching my teeth. I'm having a heart attack at the age of 33. Eat the world before it eats me. Spit it out before I am what I eat. Goddamn, this life ain't sweet. If it's what you seek, you should fight my waves. I'm on to bigger things like a back and play. Raps will say what means the most, except ain't no love songs, cause that is sacred to me. The side of me you see is a fighter, a writer. I came here to exile preachers and join the choir. Clutching their pearls, they ask, what is this? Not here to cut deals, but erase all business. Things arrange before you wake. Cruise control on an empty tank. Stop it and we're playing. Keep
with no boss text in that. We came for peace, but of course we brought weapons. This that shit that realizes freedom, born to a fiefdom, running through the eye of a needle. And I don't wanna go quietly, not loud, like every man's been trained to be. Talking louder than a bomb while you carry emperor's robe, no life in your palm, your fate is controlled. I'll leave that talk for another time, this one's for the radio. Active waves, the bigger range of lies, how should we act? Like animals, machines, who wanna be gods in a godless trap. The white man is still the fucking devil. I'm trying to soothe the hell inside of me. This shit outside I can't control. I'll be damned if I let the madness go unopposed.
Days arranged before you wake. Cruise control, empty tank. Stop bidding, we're playing. Keep on changing. Bullets rock. Changing, all that's rock and roll away, chasing fast into the grave. Now fuck the good old days, keep on changing.
No God Nor Country is Soul and DJ Payne One's third album. It is a record about carving out a meaningful life of joy and resistance in uncertain and oppressive times. Since their last album, Soul had a kid, bought a farmhouse in Maine, and Payne One also bought a house as his career as an educator, producer, and music mentor continues to accelerate. Over the last few years, the pair has recorded dozens of songs, thrown away all the songs that weren't poignant or musically solid enough, and kept the best songs, the songs that speak the most to the current state of affairs. This record is a major step forward for their songwriting, production, and overall aesthetic, and while the record has strong anti-authoritarian themes, it also explores existential questions. What it means to be a parent, the emptiness of fame and careers, what resistance means amidst the day-to-day struggle. Although the album title is an expression of atheism and anarchism, the album is more of a testament to fighting for liberation and fulfillment while living in a fracturing world. The precarity of the music business is a major theme of this album and albums past, and fittingly, all of Soul and Payne One's albums have been DIY releases without investors, large labels, or PR machines behind them. Both musicians handled the heavy lifting and delivered the music directly to the listeners, without whom these albums would literally not exist. Do you want to help get this album out? An act as simple as a pre-order can cover the manufacturing costs, the creation of the record, the production of videos, the mixing and mastering, and publicity. If they exceed the initial pre-order goals, it will give this record, their strongest, most timely, and possibly most important album yet, the fighting chance it needs to reach more listeners in a world of noise.